Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, introducing their new flight experience, Alaska Beyond, where passengers can watch movies on their own device, experience a new Northwest-inspired menu, and recharge with power outlets at their seat. More at alaskaair.com.
On KPLU's Going Places travel segment, we've covered short getaways within driving distance and longer trips to faraway places. But what if you went overseas and stayed for a year or 6 months or indefinitely? This week, travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco about finding a job in a foreign country.
What's the value of working abroad?
Depends upon where you're at in your life. If you're young, universities love seeing this on your resume. I mean, if you're going to apply to a university and you're going to have a gap year, they love to see that you went abroad and worked overseas doing something hopefully meaningful. And then if you're older and you're a retiree, it's a way of getting away from the golf course and the evening cocktail hour and doing something really interesting with your life. And a lot of people, of course, realizing that we're living longer and longer. And this is a great way to really spice up your life.
Now, you don't just pick up and go overseas and say, I'm going to find a job. I mean, there's kind of a way to do this. Let's start with, what attributes do you need?
Well, typically, and I have to say that all the people that I know that have done this are are comfortable taking a small risk. So there is a little risk here. They're resilient. I mean, you have to be resilient. Chances are you're going to get homesick sometimes. I did. And instead of just packing it all in, you have to kind of push yourself through that period where you just want to go home. There's other things. You have to be flexible, open-minded, adaptable, all those kind of things. And then you have to have this deep sense of curiosity, something that makes you want to learn about another culture and just have that kind of love for life.
Countries are protective of their economies, and especially finding jobs for people who are citizens of those countries. Is it difficult to walk into a France or a Germany or an Italy or a UK and say, hey, hire me, but I'm not from here?
You can do it one or two ways. You can basically, if you're footloose and fancy free, you can just go to the destination and start networking. Now, expats by nature, whether they're people living in the States from a foreign country or whether it's Americans living abroad, we tend to kind of pool together. And another thing is the destination you choose. Certain destinations like Costa Rica are a lot easier because they have a thriving tourist economy. And there's a lot of things to do there. I mean, you could be a river raft guide. You could work for the turtle sanctuaries up in Guanacaste.
Matthew, in many places, your money's going to go farther, too. You might not get paid as much, but the cost of living might be a little lower.
Yes. So a lot of people right now, a lot of people are moving to Panama and Nicaragua, not to Costa Rica as much, because Costa Rica really has become quite expensive, but there's still some really great deals in places like Nicaragua and Panama. So retirees, newly retired people, are moving down there. They're purchasing perhaps a beautiful house or a beautiful condo. They're saving money. Their Social Security checks go a lot further. And so that's what, and it's sunny all the time. So what's there not to like?
Bottom line here, this isn't for everybody, but if you have the opportunity to go and find work abroad, even for a short time, it sounds like, in your opinion, it's quite worth it.
Yeah. The only last piece of advice I'd give is maybe you want to go over and test the waters first. So instead of like jumping into something where it's like a one-year commitment, whether you're retiring abroad and buying a house or whether you're just doing a gap year, you know, you might want to do your research. But besides that, sign up for something that's a shorter term, let's say, you know, a month, 3 months, something that's manageable. Then that way, if you really love it, you can really kind of dig deeper into it and figure out a way how to stay there. But I probably would suggest don't go for the big year or two in one place the very first time you do this.
All right. Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions, and he joins us every Thursday to talk about travel. You can learn more about working abroad, including some of the websites that Matthew has mentioned, on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.